You know how diarrhea go.
You know how diarrhea go.
It goes straight out your hoe.
He just got kicked off mod.
In ruin. That's going to peak.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. Who told
he
you
just
that?
He just got feedback that he's difficult to work with.
Andrew Michael Lynn the first.
Musical guest O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. What do you guys think about O.J.?
Wow. You know what's funny? Musical guest Jeremy Colhane. It's kind of real. Did a little redneck hick at the end of Colhane, but
Colhane.
Colhane.
Musical guest.
Musical guest.
I like that Colhane character, although I hear he's from L.A.
Oh, God. You know he did some experimenting while he was there.
Probably. Yeah, he probably loves Gavin fucking Newsom.
I bet
he loves to suck him.
Yeah.
I bet he sucked off Newsom in the fucking fires.
Yeah.
Probably at a fancy restaurant.
Probably at that French Laundry. He was sucking off Newsom while the whole fucking country's on fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With between a mask. He probably had a hole in his mask.
He had a hole, and the dick came in, covered it. He couldn't get any fucking disease out there.
Yeah. And then they sprayed him off with a fire hose. Right. Took up all the water.
No water.
Yeah.
Well, so this is a sports podcast.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Or is this our inaugural episode?
It's probably our inaugural episode, right?
Guys,
right.
This is exciting. We have recorded over 150 episodes, painstakingly crafting the perfect podcast to bring to you today. And now I present the Nosebleeds Podcast.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. So this podcast, it's about sports, but it's not like Colin Cowherd.
No. Yeah.
It's not like The Herd.
Yeah,
it's not. It's not quite like SVP and Russillo.
Yeah, it's nothing like Molly Quirum's thoughts.
The former ESPN.
Former ESPN, she just left, yeah.
Abruptly, they say.
Yeah.
Really?
We should have put that on our rundown.
Too many ass slaps from Stephen A.
Smith. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Hey, good work today, girl.
And nice dress. Nice and tight.
Let's get in the showers together.
Well, that Joy Taylor thing kind of came and went, huh?
Well, she got fired.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she's gone. Which, I don't know if she got fired, but she got laid off, yeah.
She got laid off.
Okay.
Heavy severance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get jealous of
I like her heavy severance, you know what I'm saying, brother? She got some nice heavies. Yeah.
Most of the Fox broadcasting studio did.
Yeah.
In that order.
Yeah. Rob Gronkowski.
Yep. Oh. He is, like, scary. He's a scary dumb guy.
I saw a clip where they told him about they decided to make up a fake player, and they made up a guy on the tight end for the Cowboys, and they call him something like Jake Rivers
Ferguson,
or something.
Yeah,
there's Jake Ferguson's the real name, but whatever. They called him something like Jonathan Rivers or something.
Yeah,
and they were all like, you know, Jonathan Rivers is back. It's gonna change. You know, gonna change. And Gronkowski kind of looking like, what are they talking about?
Right.
What are they doing? And like, Rob, what do you think? It's tight end, but you know, it's a position you know well. He's like, yeah, well, I mean, I'm kind of wondering. You know, I think Jake Ferguson's it's his job to lose now. Jake Ferguson came in and stole the job back because he was kind of very professional, Gronk. Because he
was
like
say that's
it was pretty good because he just pivoted to talking about the other guy,
right.
Yeah.
Because I think he is an idiot. Like,
yeah,
that's you'd have to. You're on live TV. You'd have to do that.
It almost wasn't as funny as it could have been because he handled
it
so well.
He handled it well. Yeah.
Good on Gronk.
Yeah, that reminds me of this episode of King of Queens when. The wife, I forget her name.
Leah Remini.
Queen.
Douglas.
Yeah.
Douglas.
Yeah,
let's get out of here.
She was taking a wine sommelier class, and then Doug just thought it was annoying for some reason. Uh-huh. So he just fed her a bunch of shitty wine and was like, well, what do you think of that? And she was like into it, and he was like, well, guess what? It's all fucking shitty wine. And then she was like, great, now I'm just embarrassed, and he felt bad.
What a plot. What a plot.
Mean thing to do.
Yeah,
I thought show, I'm surprised because the last thing that I saw with the wine sommelier was Captain Phillips.
What?
I'm the captain now.
I'm because he's Somalian.
Somalia.
And they were a bit whiny.
They were a bit
I'm
whiny.
The captain.
I'm the captain.
No,
yeah.
I'm the captain. No, shut up. I'm the fucking captain.
That movie rocks because it ends with like Tom Hanks crying. And like, everyone's like, oh my, what acting that is? He's acting like he has PTSD. It's just funny. It's like, yeah, but in reality, it's just like this rich asshole actor just crying.
And he's like, great, drop me off at Epstein Island while
yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
we're done.
Hey, I've been well, here. This is kind of close to a friend of mine.
You know, Epstein, I don't know about that. I don't know about the, you know, a lot of the right wingers, they say he's like a pedophile. I don't know anything about that. I have heard that he was like in the early 2000s would like routinely hook up with like 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old woman in Hollywood.
Epstein.
Yeah, we have Epstein.
Or
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I heard he had a thing with Amy Poehler.
Really?
Yeah. So, Amy, if you want to come on our pod and talk about it. I know you have your own pod. What's come on our pod.
What's her podcast? Right.
Hang. Good Hang.
Good Hang.
Good
Hang.
Well Hang.
Hung. With
well Hung.
Well Hung with Tom Hanks. Or Good Hanks, yeah.
Well Hung with Good Hanks.
Wow.
With the Good Hanks.
I'm Good Hanks, and I'm Well Hung. All right.
You know, fucking you know, it was good. I can't do it. Tom
that is a crazy Tom Hanks attempt. Well, so this, said, but right. Like I said, this isn't like, as you can see, this is nothing like Colin Coward.
When I was fucking Wilson on that island, I was picturing you, Amy. And put him in his little mouth hole.
That'd be cool if he, like, face-fucked Wilson.
Well, he would have if that was real.
Yeah.
Right.
Just nonstop.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good question. How many times do you think you jack off on a deserted island?
I don't know, 5-6 times a day. What else are you going to do?
I know, seriously.
Depends on the fresh water. How about getting water?
But wouldn't you want to conserve? Like, wouldn't that like be
your
taking
energy?
Like liquid out of you?
He seemed to have a water source. Because how did he stay alive?
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Mm-hmm. It's been a
while. What percentage of the population do you think would be like? Oh, he did have a water source. It was the water all around him.
Like, honestly, probably a lot.
Probably like 10%.
Oh, well, yeah.
I think 10% is really high, to be honest. Of America. Let's just think of America, not any third world shitholes like Canada.
Jesus.
Like Canada and England.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I think probably they drink all the water around them, yeah?
He's on a fucking island.
Yeah. He's on a fucking island, man.
Lap up a wave. You go for a fucking swim and lap it up and then jack off and go to bed. Jeez. That's Canada.
Yeah, that's Canada.
Fucking, that was my Drake.
Yeah, that's good.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
So you can see, we take some divergences.
Yeah.
We talk about Drake. We talk about Tom Hanks and Amy Poehler allegedly having a relationship. It's nothing like Colin Coward at all. Mm-hmm. But the one way it is similar is that we talk about sports.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so, guys, first thing I want to talk about is Jalen Hurts. He had a rough game. Yeah, congratulations. We have an Eagles fan here.
2-0.
2-0.
What was the first game?
The Cowboys.
Cowboys.
That's right.
Yeah. Opening.
That feels like years ago.
It really does.
Yeah.
It was.
It kind of was, yeah. So Jalen Hurts, rough game. Did he have 100 yards passing or just under?
Under.
So under 100 yards passing.
I think.
And he was like a lot of completions, though. Which is kind of also weird because it means that
like
he's just checking down.
Right.
Well, I think his yards.
I think they said he only has two passes over 10 air yards like the whole year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right, right.
And he's just, you know, yards per attempt, I think he's like at 3 point something. Not good. Not good passing, but they're winning. And, you know, a refrain I've heard all offseason, maybe not so much the last week, but all offseason is that Jalen Hurts is disrespected, right? Wouldn't Eagles fans say that?
Yes.
Which that leads me to my take today, which is that the way Eagles fans talk about Jalen Hurts is the same way Zionists talk about Israel. I say there's two. It's the same people, right?
Yeah, it's similar.
Well, it's just like, okay, because, like, look, you're the Eagles. You won the Super Bowl. Your team's loaded. Like, no one's ever talking about, like, the Eagles running back sucks. The Eagles wide receiver isn't as good. The Eagles line. Everyone's like, those are, like, the best in the league, right? You win the Super Bowl. Everyone talks about how good everyone around Jalen Hurts is. We all just say Jalen Hurts is not that good of a quarterback compared to, like, the top guys in the league. He's probably, like, 10th instead of, like, top five, right?
You know what it is, and you're right. They it is like Israel, and people love to shit on us. And I get the Jewish flight. I get the Jewish, you know, flight or whatever the word. Yeah. You know, their fight, whatever. Yeah. I feel their pain.
But it is just like
it's a constant attack. Oh, their fans suck. Oh, their quarterback suck.
Oh, they're massacring racist people.
Yeah.
But like, you have a Super Bowl. It doesn't matter what people think about Jalen Hurts. You guys won the Super Bowl. They have Joe Biden, Donald Trump, whoever, Gavin Newsom, whoever the president is going to support Israel. It doesn't matter that we all think Israel sucks.
It's never enough.
It's never enough.
No, the disease of more.
So you can win, but you're never going to be cool. You're never going to be liked. And that's the Eagles, and that's Israel.
I just think it's the disrespect of like, well, we're winning. And he does, okay, maybe he's not to your typical quarterback that way you want him to be, but he does other things that other guys can't do.
He's probably the third best running quarterback, which that's something, but he's like
of all time or in this
in the league currently.
Who would you rank before him?
Lamar and Josh Allen.
Lamar, I'll give you Josh Allen.
I don't know, dude. Josh Allen's pretty good on his feet.
Are you counting just pure running, or do you even mean like
I'm counting
mobile out of the pocket and still able to throw?
But yeah, I'm counting.
Then you could put Allen.
Right,
in.
I agree.
And he,
if you're running though, you got to put like Justin Fields is a better runner than
I don't know. But Justin maybe. Fields just
fumbles a lot.
He just sucks so much; it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I wouldn't even.
He almost had more rushing yards than passing yards the other day.
No, I think he did.
Justin Fields?
Did he?
Well, he only had 20.
Then he must have had more rushing yards. He had one awesome run, so that must have been it. But anyway, yeah, that's my take.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Like for the Eagles, it's like you won. You don't have to get. But then coach and quarterback are like the two most respected things in the NFL, and nobody respects either of those on the Eagles, I don't think.
Well, because they nailed everything else.
Well, do you know what else, though? Here's the problem. Here's the difference, the big difference. Give it time. You turn on sports radio in Philadelphia. Every Eagles fan will be like,
they'll
Jalen Hurts sucks. He fucking sucks. Get him out of here. He can't throw a ball for. But
that's coming. That's coming
I know,
this season.
I'm sure it will. It came last season.
Yeah.
And we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So we're just as bad. We're self hating Eagle fans.
Yeah. Well, that's not far off.
It's right.
That ain't far off.
Exactly.
Oh, there's a lot of those self hating ones. Also, Israel would probably throw snowballs at Santa Claus.
That's true.
That's true. That is true.
Among other things.
Yeah. And they would probably fucking figure out the tush push, some like little cheating shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, we can't referee this. Everyone is offside and false starting at the same time.
Oops. I think that game in the Kansas City, it's done. The tush push is done.
It's definitely done.
It's so weird that. Were they doing that before the whole false start thing?
They were a little bit, but not. It looked worse in this game.
It really. That last one especially, like Andy Reid was pretty upset. I was like, oh, they were totally offside.
I didn't know the story that it was probably going to get voted to be out of the
league.
And then Jason Kelce came and started crying.
Is that true?
Jason Kelce went to the owners meeting and like gave like an impassioned plea to keep the play, and he like broke down in tears.
Oh my God.
He had his kids in the car.
He had his kids in the car. He had the windows all the way up. He turned the heat on.
He turned it on full blast. Sauna time.
Yeah, I'm trying to lose weight to be on for Sports Illustrated swimsuit model for men next year. So I'm trying to make $1 million every day next year.
He might.
Yeah, he might. Well, that's in my journal.
Right. Like
that's a good take. That's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do. Yeah. I have an exercise. I was trying to do with you a little bit.
Okay.
Pull your pants down.
I really got my nuts.
Oh, I see. Nice. How many quarterbacks in the league could be on the Eagles and still win the Super Bowl? Like until. You get to Jalen. It's a horrible way to put it.
Let's nominate. Let's go through and nominate. So I'll
go
first.
Let's go in a row.
I'll say Mahomes.
Totally. Okay.
Josh Allen.
I think Mahomes, I feel bad for him.
All right, so Mahomes, yes.
Josh Allen.
Yes.
I just want to say real quick.
Are you debating Josh Allen?
No.
Okay. You look like you have a pained expression. I was like.
I was thinking my next.
Okay.
I have somebody who I think the Eagles are really good. I think like Jordan Love could take that.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I agree, yeah. But that's pretty. You skipped a couple guys. You like, spent, like,
I don't know if I
like Lamar. Like I Lamar, know, for I instance.
I don't know why I don't like. I don't know if I trust it. I don't know. Maybe because he's just like. I feel bad for
Lamar.
Him. Yeah.
You don't trust.
Wait,
him?
Lamar, you're gonna pick Jalen Hurts over Lamar?
You think he's gonna like steal your stuff?
Oh yeah, definitely.
That is wild. Just that's just all mental.
You think Jalen is better than Lamar?
That's all just you're just thinking all just mental.
I don't know. I just feel like I think Jalen could get us there before Lamar could.
That's crazy. Well, but yeah, but that's because the team was way better.
I don't know. I just feel like why hasn't Lamar, if he's so good, why he hasn't even gotten to the Super Bowl?
I think that's a fair criticism, but then it's also like he could have done it with the Eagles. Like that's
maybe,
a better team.
I mean, there's at the
end. And also, by the way,
some mistakes.
And by the way, I think there's another commonality with Lamar and those Ravens teams every year, Mr. Harbaugh.
I know you don't like him.
And I think John Harbaugh is a bad coach, at least lately.
And they do have to beat. They have a harder path to the Super Bowl.
Depends. So some years, yes. Some years, no.
But it's
I guess
always
with,
harder.
I guess with
the
Chiefs.
AFC.
With the Chiefs, yeah.
Who did the Eagles beat that was any good?
The
both of their Super Bowl trips.
Rams?
I mean, the Chiefs. The Rams are
good.
But I would say like really the Bills, the Bills.
Oh, the Niners, yeah.
But they were all. They were all.
Oh, but Brock Purdy hurt his day. Yeah,
and then
shit.
They had no,
yeah.
What's his face was throwing.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah, that doesn't count.
That's funny because I was like, I was working during that game, and I remember just being like, God damn, the Eagles are beating the shit out of the Niners. I didn't know.
They were like on.
I'm like, man, this team is for real.
All right, let's keep going. So Lamar, I mean, we have to count Lamar.
All right, fine.
We have to count Lamar.
Fine. What pisses me off is like the Panthers. There's so many teams that could have just had Lamar 2 years
ago. I know.
That is such a weird thing.
For 2 first-round picks, yeah. And instead we traded more than that to get Bryce.
I know. Yeah. What was that all about? They just didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, the nobody.
Was it just a negotiating tactic?
Negotiating tactic.
I know.
Tactic.
I said it weird. I know. Yes. This fucks on. Now it's on fucking tape. Negotiating tactic.
We are not cutting that.
Was that a negotiating tactic, brother?
I think a lot of teams get weirded. I don't know. People don't believe in Lamar, kind of like you, there because there's something weird. I do think teams are weary about like I'm going to give up 2 first-round picks and immediately pay you like $50 million.
Yeah.
Like, you'd rather take a chance and get a $10 million quarterback with the pick.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you can fuck that up.
Yeah, you'd rather trade all your picks and DJ Moore for a guy you have to replace after three seasons.
Yeah, it's good to stay and just constant. But what's important for the Panthers, you also have to pick really bad players with the other picks that you do have.
Right, right. That's important.
And that way, even if they were going to succeed, they wouldn't. Like Leggett. Reaching on a running back. Oh, Leggett.
That's crazy. Leggett looks bad.
He kind of looks like one of the worst football players in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's funny.
All right. Keep going.
I mean, Herbert.
Herbert.
Okay. Yeah,
Herbert.
I like Herbert, mm-hmm. too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's well-spoken.
I mean, Burrow.
Yeah, Burrow, 100%.
But could Burrow last?
Right.
Well,
he couldn't do the tush push.
Let's say he does.
Let's say he does. Yeah,
no.
He's never had a line like that.
Okay, Tua.
I don't know about that.
I'm kidding.
He's replaced him once.
I think that's kind of it.
No, I got a couple more.
All right,
go ahead.
Jaden Daniels.
Okay, Jaden.
I'll take Jaden Daniels. Although, I don't know. He hasn't looked good this year, but.
I know. Give me another year with him and see what he looks like.
You got any more? I got one more.
Who?
I can't think.
Baker.
Baker.
No.
Baker, dude. You see that?
I like
you see that 4th-and-10 scramble last night?
I like him.
Did you see that 4th-and-10 scramble last night?
Yes,
that was
yes.
Sick.
Yeah, Baker is pretty nice.
But I don't.
He moves a lot, too.
You know what? Here it is. You might call it fun and games. You might laugh about it, but that no smiling, the mentality, that all comes into play. And Jalen Hurts does that.
That's like his best quality.
Keep AJ Brown in check.
You know, not smiling when the confetti's falling down on him. And guess what? The next he came back and fucking won. I like that.
Wait, not smiling when they lost the Super Bowl?
It was like a big meme. Like he, like
it would have been crazy if he was smiling.
What was he smiling? What did he do? The fucking Joker?
Not smiling, but like.
But you know what he did? He did. He put his cell phone back around the picture
right,
of him.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With their confetti going down. That's because he's a narcissist.
Yeah,
he's like looking at himself.
It's a good angle.
You know what?
I'll tell you what. Jalen Hurts. He's like a hot guy.
I know.
Women think he's very beautiful.
Probably the hottest quarterback.
It's probably Burrow number one, and he's probably number two. People love Burrow. Herbert's probably three.
But Burrow, it's a lot of the swag he brings with it.
It's just like, you guys keep naming quarterbacks, and I keep ranking them immediately. Dak's probably like 12th, yeah.
Dak's handsome.
What about Dak over...
No.
Dak win the Super Bowl with the Eagles?
Well, maybe.
I don't know.
I think, honestly, they're so good. I think a lot of quarterbacks could win the...
You're right. It's like, maybe we're not taking away from Jalen enough, but it is to say having that ring doesn't validate him being like one of the
and you know what pisses me off? It's like that Super Bowl, I think that mentality was there, and I think Andy Reid did that of like, we're gonna stop the run and we're gonna force Hurts to throw it, and he did.
And he did.
He won.
To be fair, he did.
He did.
That was the best game of his career, and he had it in the biggest. Right. Yes, that means something.
It does. Where I think other quarterbacks
might crack
under that pressure.
It's true.
Like Jared Goff.
Like Jared Goff. Yeah.
All right.
One of the worst Super Bowls I've ever watched.
That Patriots one?
Yeah.
That was brutal. Yeah. That was brutal. And meanwhile, that's a great example because he was throwing. I mean, his stats for that year were insane.
Absolutely.
Remember,
nuts.
He had that game in
here. I went.
You went to that game?
It was amazing, yeah.
That was it was like
Chiefs, 50, Rams.
Yes, in Mexico. It was in Mexico City.
Well, it got canceled. Like, the field was too messed up, so they put it in the Coliseum. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember I was in the NYU library watching that game. New York University Bucks, baby.
It did feel good to be like, I can't believe we went to go to so many games, and it's like, well, it was fun. It was 17-3, but yeah, we had a good time. Yeah. It was hard to get out.
Well, so now let's look at which countries could genocide the Palestinians better than Israel.
Over Israel?
Yeah.
Well, we could say the U.S., but America, it's kind of is us.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Kind of is us.
Taylor Travis, I guess, was this your topic? I guess it was kind of...
Is this my topic? Taylor and Travis. We were debating, I guess. Do we think that...
Well, so Travis Kelce...
is making Taylor too...
Well, let's just talk about Travis Kelce generally. His life is crazy right now. He's playing like shit. He sucks at tight end. He's probably the 10th best tight end in the league now.
Is he really even top 10?
I think he could be. Both games, he's dropped like huge passes.
Yeah.
He gets those, and you know what? That would have been a touchdown, that one against the Eagles.
Yeah. That changes
right
the game.
In the hands.
Was he just late on that? I just think he's a step slower.
That was just huge.
He turned around and the ball was there.
That honestly did feel a little unlucky too, but like he has.
You have to be really dialed in.
He's such a
when you're turning around, the ball is there.
Right.
But he's just not dialed in.
He's such a little prick when he did that, and then he just starts throwing his hands up for a penalty.
That, yeah.
It's like, what are you talking about? No one touched you, dude.
Well, and the way he fucking yelled at.
Andy Reid?
Was it Jawan Taylor?
Andy Reid, too.
Yeah.
Is Taylor safe? I don't know.
She's doing that, like...
symbol.
At every game.
That's in her new album cover.
That's why she's testifying at the Blake Lively thing, because she, relates to the character from that, movie.
Yeah.
I'm actually testifying to say Travis Kelce did this to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, I know the amount of work this takes, so he's doing a podcast as well.
He's got a whole crew.
Yeah.
We got nobody. We got
two
camera guys.
He gets to show up.
And Lenny, our producer, Lenny.
We got the intern, Jeff.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, Jeff, can I get a little more water? Thanks, man.
And he goes to Harvard Law. And this is
Harvard Westlake.
Harvard Westlake.
He's a ninth grader.
He's a ninth grader. Yeah,
giving him credits.
Mm-hmm. Harvard Westlake School of Law, ninth grade.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does find the time to sleep. And dating her has got to be a full time job.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was thinking. I think he might not fuck her
at all.
Maybe once a month.
You think it's like a publicity?
No, I think he's fucking her all the time.
Me
but
too.
She's like all over the place.
And he's there
but
with
she's
her.
There. Yeah, he's there.
Okay, this is in my theory.
Okay.
You know when you go to the gym, you just pumped, and you get in the sauna, you feel the heat, and then you're just like, damn,
other
I want to.
start rubbing on you.
You're looking in the showers, you're like, oh.
That guy's hot.
Yeah. And you're just like, damn, I want to fucking jack off.
Yes, yes.
It gets you more. You're like, the blood's pumping. I need this to go somewhere. That's so like a pro athlete all the time.
Right.
That's why I think they cheat a lot. They're just like, they're just so primal.
Hyped up. They're mm-hmm. like, yeah. They're,
so I feel like Travis is constantly, he's like, gets out of practice, and he's like, Taylor, come here.
So Travis Kelce.
She's loving it because she's only dated like, emo, artists, like musicians or actors, and they're like, not now.
Well, Joe Allen, Joe Allen was fucking the shit.
No, I think he was eating her out all the time, and that's maybe, I don't know him that well.
Not like Travis, though.
Not like Travis.
Do you think, so let's say he like.
If you can't fuck me nice and dirty, you can call me Mrs. Taylor Purdy.
Oh, shit. That is one of the funniest things ever. Call me Mrs. Taylor Purdy. Yeah, that's such a fun. I mean, that's one of the best AI uses of all time.
Yeah. You know the song, right?
Yeah. But what?
But explain it for me.
Yeah, I know it. But sing it. Yeah.
No, there's like an AI song about that like people said, this is the new Taylor Swift song. And it's all about like Travis Kelce. And it was like.
Kelce being my last name.
Yeah. Really?
And if you think it ain't worthy, I'm gonna call you Mrs. Taylor Purdy.
Yeah, if he ain't worthy, because I'm gonna call him, then I'm gonna be Mrs. Taylor Purdy. Like she's gonna then go on to Brock
right,
Purdy because
right.
It was the Super Bowl when they played each other.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Mind funny. You, it's the Super Bowl.
It's
no
the
less.
Super Bowl,
right,
no,
right,
less.
No less.
So there was a lot of stakes on that game.
Wow. An engagement.
My boy Christian McCaffrey, that was his one shot.
Mm, his yeah, one probably. Shot becoming Mrs. Taylor McCaffrey. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I think they're fucking all the time.
Yeah, it must be interesting for Travis Kelce because he can't really cheat because everyone knows who his girlfriend is. And it's like kind of like.
And those fans are rabid.
Yeah, and it's also like maybe they're like, I love Taylor. I could never.
Right.
But if he was going to cheat on Taylor Swift, we know kind of. The type of woman he would go with. They're not necessarily the biggest Taylor Swift fans.
I guess so.
True.
Yeah.
You know, it is crazy how he was like
more of a Beyonce.
He like pretended to be black. Or he was not pretended, but not like Rachel Dolezal.
Well,
but he acted black.
Well, it is really funny, too, because I feel like they're the exact opposite person.
Yeah.
My dad like cannot wrap his head around it.
Mm-hmm. Your dad can't wrap his hand around his cock.
Yeah. It's like so.
John Michael, I hate to call you this late, but I'm trying to fucking crank one. I just got out of the sauna.
I'm looking up sauna to feel riled up.
Fuck, man.
I'm looking up deep fakes of Taylor Swift. I just can't crank my damn hog.
I can't find one where the titties look accurate. They're always so huge.
They're like too fucking big.
Keep too big. I don't need to wrap my
hand
around my
She's
dick.
Got cute A cups.
Yeah,
why we gotta make them look like double D's?
You know, not like your mother. Not like your mother. Is that what you were trying to say?
Exactly.
Okay.
Hey, not like your sister either, brother. Exactly. All right.
Dad, come on. You can't say that. You can't say that. You can think it, but you can't say it.
Yeah. It ain't a crime to think it.
Yeah, come on. No one's
or
in
to
there.
Crank it. It ain't a crime to crank
right.
it. Depending where you are.
So just a quick vote. Do they fuck? I say no.
I say yes.
I say yes as well.
All right. Congratulations.
I think it's just, okay, he's definitely busy. He's distracted. He should have retired. He probably planned to retire last year, but they got beat so bad, he couldn't.
And they were in the Super Bowl. I mean, how could you, like, I don't know. Christ, if they get it together, I think they could at least have a shot at it. No one's pulling me away, especially on the AFC side of things.
Chargers, though, they do look pretty
Bills,
good.
Bills, but they always seem to fuck it up, and so do the Ravens.
It'll be interesting because the Chiefs are probably – It'll be tough for them to make it as a division winner at this point.
Yeah, I
already,
think so
too. Which is kind of crazy.
But it's so early.
It is, but they would just have to go. I mean, realistically, you probably have to only lose 3 more games at most to win the division. Like that's not much margin of error.
They only lost 2 games last year.
I know they already lost 2 this year.
Isn't there some crazy stat if you go 0-2?
It's like
11%. 11%. But usually at least one 0-2 team makes the playoffs.
Not every year, no. That's
pretty much every year.
No, just in the last couple of years, that's a new trend. But that's only because there's more spots.
More game. Okay, but it's a trend.
Right, right.
Last year it was the Rams. The year before that it was the Texans.
The Bengals did it. Like
the year before that it was the Bengals who went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well.
Year before that it was the Panthers. And you know it wasn't.
They did get 0-2 though, probably.
Yeah.
It's actually, I think the stats like 11%, and then if you take the Panthers out, it's like 65%.
Yeah. Right now,
yeah.
Well, because I mean, last year it's like we don't know. Right now, it just looks like Packers Chargers is going to be the.
I mean, I think Packers, it's. Bills. I think there's. You can be more. I just think the Chiefs did. They haven't looked great. They have some huge issues that, like...
Huge.
Like, the thing is, like, Mahomes looks awesome, and everyone around him looks like shit.
Totally.
They have those two receivers are... Like, Rashee Rice is out for a...
He's coming back. He's going to be healthy.
But it's 4 more weeks still.
Probably going to be a league winner in fantasy.
That's 4 weeks, though, right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah.
And then the other guy's, Mike, he's going to be fucked for the season.
Hollywood. Right. I mean, Xavier, he ain't worthy. He's fucked.
Like he's
Travis is done. I mean, they got to make a trade.
Right.
But like, what's the trade going to be?
Well, they can get Tyreek for nothing right now, but he's got a few extracurriculars going on.
Yeah. He's got a few. That's going to look good for college. On a college resume.
His GPA, though, is probably a little low.
All right. Let's keep it to football.
Yeah, I agree.
So JJ McCarthy, he has had a rough start to his NFL career.
Well, the first game, I thought
he had one quarter.
He had flashes of
one
grand.
Quarter. I'm a McCarthy supporter here.
I mean, who knows? But
McCarthyism,
what I think,
you might say.
What I think is interesting is McCarthy, his wife had a child on.
Are they married?
I believe so. Yeah, maybe not.
Can we look that up?
Yeah. Yeah, they are married.
Okay, great.
Let's start over on the JJ McCarthy stuff. We'll cut most of this out.
It'd be funny if you're at the Cardinals game and they had a moment of silence
for Christian Kirk.
For Christian Kirk by accident. Everyone's like, did he die?
Yeah,
I thought he was playing.
I think he just got a hamstring thing.
Oh, he's not. Oh, he's not even on the Cardinals anymore. What team is he on? The Texans. The Texans, that you know, they had a moment of silence in Houston.
Well,
the Cowboys did.
That four teams didn't do it, and they all won.
Really? Who didn't do it? Eagles?
No,
Eagles. The Chiefs did it.
Bengals, Lions, or not Lions? Colts, Bengals. Which Colts shocked me.
Yeah, it's a little surprising.
I think because she's running things
say.
Now. Yeah, his daughter.
You seen her? She's on the sidelines with the headset.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
It's kind of cool how you don't really think when you're the owner, you can just kind of do whatever
and she's
you
like
want.
Taking notes, which I think is funny too. It's like, oh.
Are they 2-0?
Football, yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones.
But anyway, so JJ McCarthy, he's the young lad. He missed, he's not been playing well. And he had a baby on, I believe it was Thursday.
Yeah. Well, his wife.
His wife had a baby.
His
betrothed.
The woman in his life.
The official title is cum slut. Okay.
Okay. Got it.
I won't use that, but that's what Jeff said.
Right.
Thank you, Jeff.
What do they teach them at that Harvard Law?
It's a lot of just like design your own major
curriculum
type shit.
Yeah. So that got me to thinking. McCarthy, I would say he probably played badly. Part of the reason he played so badly is because he just had a baby and it's been like a crazy couple days for him.
Sure.
He can't sleep. The baby's going crazy. He's breastfeeding. And that got
every 2 hours.
That got me thinking. That got me thinking. You know, if you're an NFL coach, you got to be telling your quarterback no cream pies.
Yeah. During the season.
You got to time it. You actually do need to do it.
You need a cream pie during the season.
In the first 3 months.
Cream pie.
They're saying cream pie, but then they're saying when the season ends, brother, that cum retracts.
Or wrap it up.
And when you come, like put that in a tissue and make sure it's gone. Like, don't leave that out.
Don't let her swirl it.
Don't let her swirl that.
Right.
Because, like, you can't be having a baby now. And then I'm thinking, like, if you're an arrival coach, well, you should be sending women to the other quarterbacks in the offseason. I mean, you're telling me like Jameis Winston wouldn't slip up and cream pie a woman? He's like, Coach, I'm sorry. God was talking to me. He said I had to cream pie a woman, you know? I think there's really some possibilities here. Yeah, I got a fucking cream pie.
Not at all, Coach. Don't worry.
Did you see Jackson Dart put his fingers in James Winston's?
Yeah.
That was disgusting. That's
crazy.
In his mouth?
Yeah, they did the W thing.
I did not know.
It was disgusting.
What if Jameson, is he kind of like, he's like, I'll go with
it.
He's
all for it. He's a freak.
He's a freak. I guess he didn't really steal those crab legs.
I don't know if that's true, but
I don't know what he did in that Uber.
But
I mean, that's not really what people are worried about, Jameson, I think, for the record.
Yeah.
That's not the charge people are lamenting. Actually, people don't care anymore, right. So don't bring it up.
Anyway, the cream pie thing is what I wanted to talk about.
I hear you, but they're charged up. Also, they could just be like Anthony Edwards, just be like, I don't care.
I do love the idea of a coach sending like a bunch of women to the rival team's like hotel before the game. That is hilarious.
I mean, that's where like Jalen Hurts, you know, he wouldn't do it.
Exactly.
And that's maybe, you know what? That's the difference between him and Lamar.
I think Lamar would. I do.
Lamar is like, oh hell yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And yep. He's like, hold up. Oh shit, be still.
Yo, 1 second.
We gotta find some specialty women to send in Lamar that are into his
that's genius.
Poop stuff.
I might start that.
But they have to time it right, so you have to time it 9 or 10 months before like a mm-hmm. big playoff game.
I just mean like sending women to their hotel like before a game just to get them like mm-hmm. out of their. It's probably impossible to get up there, though. In there.
You'd have to worry, though, because you get like a guy like Burrow, and you know Burrow could probably deposit seed all night
right,
and then come
right.
out the next day swagged up. Yeah,
right,
I think I'm
right.
more aura.
And
right.
maybe turn her on, get on his
right,
side.
Yeah,
right, right.
Yeah.
Good backfire.
She's like, I'm going to get plan B right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to pay for it. I'll pay
I'm
for
gonna crush it. I'm going
right.
to crush and snort it so it works right. instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good point.
Mm. Aww, that could be a good little
aww.
Sub, like a, I don't even know. It's just the woman taking plan B to subvert the owner, the evil owner, like a movie. Now you're going to go in there and let him nut in you.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that was the end of my McCarthy cream pie bit.
I like that. I think that's a good cream pie bit.
And now we won't be able to see, now he's on paternity leave. For 2 to 4 weeks.
That's right. That's right. Not. You know what? That's nice
ankle
for everybody.
Injury.
And you, Carson Wentz, KOC. KOC might make that work.
Wait, is he actually?
He's starting.
He's their backup.
Oh, really? McCarthy got hurt his ankle or something.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so
that would be funny
Wentz
if
starting.
The players in the NFL just started taking paternity leave
in the middle of the season.
Did you
What's
guys see the Ken Rosenthal video?
No. What is that?
Maybe we can pull it up. Do you have your iPad?
No. I have my phone.
You know Ken Rosenthal, right? The bow tie, like,
yeah.
super short, like, weird guy.
I have a cleaning lady who's really good.
Uh-huh.
And the app I use to pay her, like, literally gives her, I cannot imagine how little money she's getting because I'm paying so little. And so I always give her a good tip because I've had her twice. And she's been really good there. She's the best cleaner by far from that app. And she,
what's the app? Just
it's
like
called Homemade
Grinder.
Glow.
Yeah,
Homemade
yeah.
Glow. Okay. And she said, "Thank you, prayer emoji, Mr. Allen, for your tips." Smiley face.
Prayer emoji.
Yeah. Prayer. Not prayer.
Okay. I was like, "God damn." Yeah.
Thank you, but. I just thought it was funny that she loved my tips.
Nice little sneaking into the. Pod Allen supports the working class,
right?
by using an app that pays them way nothing. Under what they deserve.
I give them a great tip. I gave her $10.
And you know what? She deserved it.
I gave her 20.
It was a motorcycle gang. Oh yeah. So as you can see, God, this must sound horrible. So, how do we? Rewind.
He's so confused.
So somebody ran it. So Ken Rosenthal backed into a camera guy. He wouldn't help, and he just told him to like stay down. It's like fucking insane.
Well, he didn't say stay down. He just was like, "What? What do you want me to do?" And he kind of glared at him. He's like, he's pissed off that he fell over. Like, it's, hey, you're supposed to put me on TV, brother.
Somebody else, and then he's like, "No. I'll fucking get myself up."
Wow, that is crazy.
I never really knew he was such a fucking prick, but apparently everyone says.
Yeah,
like,
he's an asshole.
Wow.
How do you get that far? Like, what he does is just feels like such a replaceable.
I know.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Skill.
And there's a lot of guys that want to do it, and a lot of people now. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Thank you.
No problem.
Bowled over Scott Paulus, the Brewers team photographer.
Says the Brewers photographer.
Out of the way of the Brewers dumping water on Andrew
dumping
Monasteri.
Water.
Now, the ever-observant joked afterward that I looked like Muhammad Ali standing over Sonny Liston.
You wish you fucking looked like that.
He looked like shit. Anyway, whatever. He just basically says, I didn't mean anything bad by it.
Right.
I just did it by accident. I'm so sorry to the Brewers photographer.
Well, it's the second way that he looks down and, like, shakes his head, like.
Almost like you're pathetic.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And, like, don't ever do that to me ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta say, too, though, for that photographer.
Pretty hot. Oh.
Super hot.
Yeah.
The way he bounced on his ass when he fell.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You're like, that is tight.
No, I mean, just it's got to be embarrassing to get toppled over by, like, such a tiny guy. Like, what?
But you're, like, unbalanced. You're imbalanced. You got.
I know. Right. Just adding insult. First, he's shitty to you and just looking at him and be like, you just knocked me on my ass.
And you're not going to help me out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should have confronted him.
Have you ever fallen down in public in, like, an embarrassing way?
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm trying to think. One time, this isn't falling down, but one time I was at the airport, and I was just, like, looking.
Crash.
Yeah, like a plane crash, and I died. no, but I was at the airport, and I wasn't looking. I just walked into a sign and hit my head. And it, like, was so loud. It was, and everyone looked. And I had a huge bump on my head.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Well, we're getting to an age now where it's, like, not funny anymore when you fall. Right. You're getting
it's
a little bit more
funny,
like, but we're teetering, but where it's like, what? Oh,
like, it's like,
fuck.
Oh my God, are they're hip? Okay.
No, yeah. It's funny. It's funny. Haha, it's funny. I fell. I'm okay.
I'm trying to think the last time I fell.
I know. Me too.
Probably this when I met my fiance.
Because you fell because she pushed you out of a moving car.
All right. Well, that's gonna wrap up. Do we have a name?
I guess we can keep nosebleeds.
Like the nosebleeds. Yeah. At the nosebleeds.
Right. You want to change it for our YouTube?
Just to fit the umbrella of sketch comedy. Yeah.
But if you heard, like, nosebleeds comedy, it's kind of fun.
Okay. All right. Nosebleeds. It's fine. All right. We'll make a graphic.
Waiting on you.
All right. I'll send
or
you
does
message.
It need to be less sports-centric? I think it's all good.
For the podcast, it needs to be sport. Right. I think it's good.
Can you make out with the mic and maybe that's how we'll leave? Aww. Oh.